go. What's that?
Recording, brother.
Recording? Wait a minute, I'm being recorded. Sorry. I'm going to look a little better for this recording over here. You know. I know, only got so much to work with. I heard you, Bill. I heard you, Bill Walker, out there. I heard you, Bill. Wow. What a joy. What a privilege. Can't believe this is the final service of the year for you down here. What a wonderful job. I know that during the year people have been blessed. What a great opportunity to come down. You come down for a little getaway. You come down for a little peace and rest. And then you have the opportunity to get up on a Sunday morning. Whether you in your heart of hearts said, God, I want to go hear something from you. Or whether you were drug in, crying. I can see out in the parking lot they've got gravel. You can see them little finger marks of people coming down the lake like that, you know. I got it. Don't worry. You'll make points. That's the way you came today. Don't you worry. You'll make points. But no matter how you got here, no matter what pieces were formed together that allowed you to be here this morning, I believe that God is going to bless you.
Amen.
A scripture that I'm going to use is found over in John, the 14th chapter. It's one you've heard many, many times. This weekend I was thinking it's Labor Day. We should talk about workers. We should talk about the wonderful American spirit. We should talk about how this country has been built upon hard work. I believe that. But then with all the events that are going on, I in my heart kept being drawn back to this verse. The 25th reads, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you." Jesus, remember, he was getting ready to leave. He knew what his destiny was. So he was talking to those disciples around him. In the 26th verse, it reads, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And then the verse that I want to focus on this morning is the 27th verse. "Peace, peace, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing on the reading of your word today. Just for a few moments, God, just open our hearts and minds so we receive as individuals that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen, amen. "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I know for the last week and a half that you've been glued to the images that you've seen in Texas. Wow. We have troubles in this world. Jesus, first of all, he did not promise these disciples, these apostles, a life free from problems. No. Jesus knew that they would face unthinkable things. Here are individuals that would start the church being thrown in the lion's den to be torn apart. Crucified, being hung upside down. Each one ended their life as a martyr for Christ. He knew what was in store. But he says, no, I will give you a peace. Something inside of you that stands so much stronger than anything that you're going to face. Troubles are tough. I mean, I know that I've seen image after image. I've seen the chaos, the disruptions, even as going on and will continue to go on. But thanks be unto God, I have seen hero after hero that has stood up in that situation. That Cajun Navy that came a calling. And when I heard that phrase, it touched my heart because I knew my own brother who's gone on to be with the Lord, that he spent 26 years of his life in the Navy. He was stationed in Meridian, Mississippi. And I know what a wonderful joy, what a wonderful opportunity it was for those brothers and sisters down there to share how much they cared for each other. I was simply overwhelmed. I stand before you, as I mentioned before, so proud that the governor said, this is a day of prayer. This is a day of prayer. The secret of successful living is to have such an inner peace that we can manage the problems that come to us, no matter how severe. Jesus said, I will send a helper. He will bring you peace. And peace is what you need in times of trouble. Some of your problems and some of your troubles are big. Some are small. I read about a lady on a commercial flight, and the airliner made a very rough landing. Real rough. And as was the policy of this commercial airline, the captain would come out of the cockpit and would stand there, and as the passengers would get off the plane, he would have a nice day, hope you had a good flight, and he was kind of biting his lip because he knew that, boy, with this rough landing, he was waiting for people to kind of lash out at him. But he was surprised. Nobody had anything negative to say until there was a little old lady with her cane coming down the aisle. She says, sir, can I ask you one question? Yes, ma'am. Did we land or were we shot down? Sometimes in my life, sometimes I know in your life, you feel like you've been shot down. Sometimes you feel like, although you're trying as hard as you can, things just come against you and you don't know how to respond. You don't know how to find the strength in yourself because, trust me, there is a far greater strength that lies within because of Jesus Christ, sending that Holy Spirit to live inside, to guide, to direct. And I know down there, and I'm just overwhelmed when you think about all the things that these individuals are going through. But I tell you, friend, the churches down there are stepping up, as well they should. The churches are taking on responsibility to care for those in need. Some problems you can fix easy. Other problems, they're a little tougher. I wish all my problems were easy. I read about a guy that goes to the psychiatrist because, doctor, you got to help me. I can't sleep. I can't sleep at night. He says, every night when I get in the bed, I lay in the bed, and first thing I think is something under the bed. Somebody's up under. I got to get out of the bed. I got to get, and he said, so I get up under the bed. He says, as soon as I get under the bed, I think there's somebody up on top of the bed. So I got to get out from under the bed. I got to get all night long. I'm doing this because I can't get any sleep. Psychiatrist says, well, I can fix you. He said, I'll tell you what, if you commit to 3 sessions a week for the next 2 years, come see me. I'll solve this problem you have with sleeping. He said, well, how much is that going to be? He said, well, it'll be $100 a session. He said, wait a minute, let me sleep on that before I came on that. He says, so he never came back. About 6 months later, the psychiatrist saw the same guy walk down. He says, how you doing? You never came back and saw me. He says, well, my friend came over, solved the problem just like that. He said, well, what did he do? He said, he cut the legs off my bed. True. Claude can relate. I wish all the problems that we faced in this world or that empty, yet easy to fix. But I'm here to tell you, they're not. But I'm also here to tell you that this book that I have open in front of me is full of hope. It's full of encouragement. It's full of everything in it that tells me to take the faith that I have within my heart. And trust me, friends, I know that you're here on this Sunday morning because you have faith. You just didn't happen to get out of your nice, comfortable camper and walk down here or ride down here at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I tell you, it's tough for me because I'm one of those guys who believe that, boy, if God wanted me to see sunrise, He'd have made it about noon. I've always felt that. But I know that you're down here because you have faith. And everything in this book tells me to put that faith that you have to work. And that's what has thrilled me so much. We've never had a storm when there's been over 50 inches. I can remember when I was just a young man, Hurricane Camille came up through Virginia. It was a Category 5 storm, such devastation in the south, but then an amazing thing happened. It came up and it hit the Appalachian Mountains. My father was born in it's known as Nelson County, Virginia, a place called Piney River. And it is said that night when Camille unleashed all of its rain, that in that night, somewhere between 37 and 39 inches rain. Said when he got up the next morning, he said it was unbelievable because with those mountains, the water had such force and such movement, such devastation. We lost certain family members in that. Never again did I ever think that I would see that much rain at one time. But I know that God in His wisdom, God touching hearts and allowing people to reach out and help one another, that this will be for the glory of God. I totally believe that. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale was a very, very famous preacher, and he had a very unique way of counseling people. When they would come to him, he would sit very quietly and allow them to explain everything that was wrong, every detail. And when they were finished, he'd say, "Now, what we're going to do," he says, "we're going to take 3 minutes and we're going to be silent and we're simply going to focus on Jesus for 3 minutes." And he says it was amazing how God would use those 3 minutes to change the focus from the problem to the power. And he says almost every individual, when it was done, they would start to say, "Well, I know what I need to do. I know what needs to change. I know the path that I must take." Only because of where our focus is. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Amen. I want to ask Kevin to come. I want to tell you that it's been a joy to have the opportunity to come down to share God's word with you. We like to sing. Doesn't really matter the way you like our singing, doesn't. That's You'll notice that I didn't say, would you like us to sing? I'm afraid what the answer might be. But I know that when God is lifted up in song, when lifted up in the prayer request that you're about to have, when He is lifted up in the scripture that you read, that peace and joy and understanding and healing will come about. Hopefully, that's what I get to leave you with today. Now, Brother Kevin, come on. Thank you so very much. I will think about your donuts down there, but you don't.
Oh, you don't want it?
No, do I look like I need a donut?